们下午的聚会要继续早上的主题，2011年的曙光。
And the topic for our afternoon study of the Bible will continue from the morning, and that is the dawn of 2011.
曙光带给我们这一年的希望。
And the dawn of a morning gives the light and the hope for the day.
也铸造我们有很多的机会。
And also it brings about a lot of opportunities in life.
但曙光呢，也是属于神的。
But also this dawn, this morning light comes from God.
因为在圣经里面记载神好像早晨的亮光。
Because in the Bible it records that God is like the first morning light.
神非常爱我们，但是我们呢要对神认识得很深刻。
Because God loves us very much, and we all need to know this God.
请看何西阿书第六章第三节。
Let's all turn to Hosea chapter 6.
第六章第三节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth.
这里记载我们要努力来追求认识神。
So over here, this verse encouraged us to pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
要认识神应该是很容易，为什么要努力来追求呢？
In fact, it should be easy for us to come to know God. Then why is it here that the verse says that we must pursue for His knowledge?
因为属于神方面有很多深奥的事情。
Because whatever pertains to God pertains to mystery in the spiritual realm.
尤其神的旨意我们不太了解。
Especially when it comes to the will of God, it is difficult for us to understand.
神对这个世界的命运的安排我们也不甚了解。
And in terms of the predestination of this earth and his plan, we do not know and do not understand.
神对我们个人的命运的安排我们也不甚了解。
And in the same way, we also do not understand how He planned each and every of our own life.
所以我们要借着我们纯正的信仰来追求认识神更深。
And so therefore, based according to our faith, we must come to pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
这里提到神出现好像曙光一样。
So over here it says that God, He comes forth as established in the morning.
临到人的内心。
And that he comes into the inner heart of all of us.
会让人的心灵，干燥的心灵得到滋润。
So that our heart that is parched like famine will be nourished with the rain.
神一出现呢，可以带来大地有希望。
And the appearance of the Lord will bring great hope to the entire land.
虽然2010年有很多天然的灾祸。
Even though the past year of 2010, we see many natural disasters that had occurred.
但是11年的曙光又出现。
But however, the new year of 2011, the dawn has arrived.
这也是表示神的爱还是在我们中间。
So this also tells us that the love of God is still found among us.
一个认识神很深刻的人。
And for a person who really knows God very deeply,
他会想怎样来荣耀神，来为神做一些事情。
And his goal in life will be to do the will of God and also to serve God.
怎样来成为神的器皿。
And how to become the instrument of the Lord.
时代杂志在宣布2010年的风云人物比较有名的就是 Facebook 创始人。
And so, according to the magazine of last year, it reports that the most famous person of the year was the person who had established the website of Facebook.
他的影响力非常大。
And his impact was very great.
现在听说全世界有超过5亿的客户。
And it seems like there are more than 5 billion users around the entire globe who use Facebook.
超过70种语言的版本。
and it has more than 70 over languages that are being used.
它的客户呢，百分之七十啊，都不在美国，在世界各地都有。
And that is to say, over 70% of its clientele is outside of United States. It is all over the world.
那么这种有影响力的人
，And for a person who has such a great impact globally,
到目前为止是好是坏，我们不知道。
And up till the present time, we do not know whether this impact is good or not.
但是他的社交网站啊，真的很热门。
But because this social network is very hot.
我在想，我们传福音如果是这样啊，就真的可喜可贺的。
So I think that if this is applicable to us spreading the gospel over the internet, that would be so wonderful.
再来我要提的就是维基解密啊，创始人。
And then I would also like to refer to another person, and that is the founder.
虽然他现在呢，不太自由。
And even though he is not that free right now.
但是现在全世界有很多的公司或者是国家非常害怕。
But now, globally, there are a lot of countries, a lot of nations, a lot of companies who are very anxious.
有一些秘密的事情，他会逐渐的把它公布出来。
And that is to say, they will reveal some of the deep secrets behind the plan.
所以有的国家到后来真的下不了台，有的个人的公司也是一样的啦。
And that is to say, we find that some of the nations and even some of the companies, their secrets were being leaked out and that they are at a loss of what to do.
所以这些包装的世界啊，真的显露出来是很难看的。
So therefore, you look at this world that is packaged very beautifully on the outside, but once the ugliness is being revealed, it is very bad.
那这种有影响力的人到底是神的器皿还是撒旦的工具呢
？So these people that we see, these famous people, are they the vessels of God or are they vessels of Satan？
在过去的历史
，And in the past, when we look at history，
这个马克思啊，他的影响力很大。
And we see how Marcus he had a great impact。
他本来是德国的经济学家。
And at first, he was economist of Germany.
发表社会主义。
But then later on, he laid down the social ideology.
就现在的共产主义。
And that is the communist ideology today.
还有俄国的，这个什么，斯大林。
And also Stalin from Russia.
他们呢，都是不是斯大林，这个列宁哈，列宁。
And that is Lenin from Russia.
他跟这个马克思呢是同样的看法。
And he shared the same ideology as with Marcus.
就发表这个共产主义。
And that is to say, they both laid down the ideology of communism.
所以有一阵子啊，真的影响力很大。
And that is why in that period of history, there was a very immense impact.
但是现在又渐渐萎缩。
Now we see that it has shrunk back.
那有的对这个马克思的分析啊，他分析出来的结果是撒旦的工具。
And so therefore, some people analyzed the work of Marcus, and they found out that it was in fact the work of Satan.
所以在这个世界上有影响力的。如果成为撒旦的工具就很不好。
So therefore, when we look at the world, when we look at these famous people who can give great impact, if they are vessels of Satan, it will be very destructive.
那如果成为神的器皿
，But however, if they are the instruments of God,
那是做可喜可贺的事情。
Then it will be a very wonderful thing that they are doing.
所以我们呢？要追求认识神。
So therefore, we must pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
要成为神的器皿。
That is to say, we must become the instruments of God.
所以在2011年的这个曙光呢，就是要让我们来追求神更深啊。
And that is to say, in the dawn of the new year of 2011, let us make the resolution to pursue for the knowledge of the Lord.
神的器皿啊， 有比较尊贵的，有比较好像卑贱的都有。
And when we look at the vessels, and that is the instruments of God, there are vessels that are very precious, and there are also vessels that are more ordinary.
那不管怎么样，你如果能够成为神的器皿啊，就是好的。
So no matter what kind of vessel you are, as long as you become the vessel of God, that itself is very wonderful.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's all turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
21节。
Verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
人要自洁就是自我要求了。
And here it says if anyone cleanses himself, it means that you must ask and demand from yourself.
最简单的解释啊，你要身体保持干净，要主动去洗澡啊。
And to put it in the most simplified way, it means that you must motivate yourself to do the most basic, and that is to clean yourself and bathe and take a bath.
小孩还小的时候，有的不太喜欢洗澡。
When we look at little children, a lot of them do not like to take a shower.
那渐渐长大以后，他会自动自发要保持干净啊。
And as they grow up and mature, then they realize that they must self-motivate themselves to keep themselves and groom themselves clean.
所以要成为神的器皿，不是被动的。
So therefore, if you desire to become the vessel of God,It is not a passive approach.
还小的时候呢，有时候是被动，父母要关心带领他。
Of course, when you're a little kid, the parents need to pay attention and help you to clean yourself.
但是渐渐长大以后，有很多事情对神的事情，我们要主动。
But however, as we begin to grow and to mature, there are many ways that we must take an active approach towards God.
新约时代有一个传道人叫保罗。
In the New Testament, as we know, there is an evangelist whose name is Paul.
主耶稣在选召他的时候说：“这是我的器皿。”
And when God called out Paul to do his work, he says that this is my vessel.
请看《使徒行传》第九章。
Let's all turn to Acts chapter 9.
第九章十五节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 15. But the Lord said to him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel.
保罗本来是反对耶稣的。
And initially, Paul opposes Jesus Christ.
他本来是撒旦的工具。
Initially, Paul was the vessel of Satan.
后来呢，蒙主耶稣的怜悯啊。
But later, because of the mercy of Lord Jesus Christ,
拣选他,
Jesus chose him.
荣光出现, 照射他,
and the glorious light shined upon him and appeared before him.
那也可以说呢, 啊, 这个曙光呢, 啊, 照射他,
and we can say that this light, this glorious light, is like the morning light of the dawn that shined upon Paul.
他就要成为神的器皿。
And that is how Paul became the vessel of the Lord.
本来他很想成为神的器皿。
Initially, Paul desired to become a vessel for God.
但是他周围也很多人不让他成为神的器皿。
But then he was against the opposition of many people who surrounded him.
后来有一个很有爱心的人叫巴拿巴。
But later we find a person who was full of compassion. His name is Barnabas.
就去鼓励他，安慰他，把他带出来，成为神的器皿。
So Barnabas came and seek out Paul. He encouraged him and also comforted him and let him came out to become the vessel of God.
那今天在神的教会里面也是一样。
So this also applies to our church today.
有的人他的人为成为神的器皿。
And there are some members who can become the vessel of God.
但是有的呢，他成为撒旦的工具，不知道。
But then there are also some members who became the vessels of Satan, and they do not even know.
主耶稣在世的时候。
Because when Lord Jesus Christ was in the world,
正统的犹太教。
And the Judaism that was officially known in those days,
那些神族人员、神学家就是法利赛人、文士。
And the theologians of the day of Jesus are the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
那些祭司。
And also the priest.
他们都认为他是正统的这个犹太教。
They all proclaim that they are or they were the official Judaism.
但是这些人后来成为撒旦的工具啊。
But later we see how these people became the vessels of the devil.
这是非常遗憾的事情。
And it is a very unfortunate thing.
我不是乱讲，这个有圣经根据的。
And all these are recorded in the Bible itself.
请看马太福音二十三章。
Let's all turn to Matthew.
二十三章十三节。
Matthew 23:13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you shut up the kingdom of heaven against man, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in.
再看十五节。
And let's look at verse 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourself.
在当时，犹太社会非常有影响力的文士、法利赛人、祭司。
So in those days, the scribes and the Pharisees, they have immense impact in the world of Judaism.
但这些人后来成为撒旦的工具啊。
But later on, these Pharisees, these scribes, they became the vessels of Satan.
他们认为是正统的犹太教是对神忠心的。
They believe that they are the official members of Judaism and that they are loyal to God.
所以一个有影响力的人呢，要非常小心。
So therefore, a person who can draw impact upon others, they need to be very cautious.
所以在教会里面呢，有影响力的人要非常小心。
So in the same way today, in the church itself, the members who can have impact upon the rest of the church must be very cautious.
所以这个职位上呢，着重越重的越要小心。
That is to say, the positions you are in, the heavier responsibility that you are given, the more caution you need to exercise.
如果不小心呢，他的主张成为撒旦的工具啊，那就很糟糕了。
And if you're not careful, whatever he proclaim or his opinion become the vessel of Satan, then it will be very destructive.
有的人非常有爱心。
And we see some members, they are very loving.
但是对神的道理不很了解。
But yet, they are not too well versed with the word of God.
对神的旨意呢，判断错误。
And they also make a wrong judgment with the will of God.
在马太福音十六章记载。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, it says,
彼得的爱心很大。
That the love of Peter was very great.
他知道主耶稣要走上十字架的这个苦行啊。
And Peter knew that Jesus Christ was on the path of Calvary towards the crucifixion.
他就说主啊，万不可以临到你的身上。
And Peter proclaimed that, Lord, this cannot happen to you.
想不到主耶稣责备他。
And yet he did not realize that Jesus Christ turned around and rebuked him.
说撒旦退到我后面去。
And tell him, Satan, depart from me.
这是暂时性的，彼得成为撒旦的工具。
So we see that temporarily for that moment, Peter became a vessel of Satan.
但是呢，他没有失败。
But yet we see that Peter did not fail.
但是还有一个门徒就成为撒旦的工具而失败。
And yet we saw how another member, another disciple became the instrument of Satan and failed.
就是犹大。
And he is Judas Iscariot.
他非常有才能的。
And he was a very capable man.
也是蒙主耶稣很重用他的。
And he was also a disciple that was very close to Jesus.
所以这种有影响力的人啊，要小心，不要成为撒旦的工具，要成为神的器皿。
And so therefore, these members who have a great impact upon others must be very careful not to become a vessel of Satan.
这个曙光呢？也代表着神的怜悯跟爱。
And the morning light also symbolizes the compassion, the love, and the mercy of God.
请看路加福音第一章七十八节、七十九节。
Let's all turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and verse 79, through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, verse 79, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
神怜悯的心肠。
Here we see the tender mercy of the heart of God.
我们有很多事情要靠神的怜悯啊。
Because there are so many things in life, we need to rely upon the mercy of God.
你能够蒙神怜悯你。
If you receive the mercy of God,
那这样就好像这个曙光啊，出现一样。
Then it's just like the day spring has visited you.
从高天临下来。
And that this day spring has come from on high.
神的亮光很重要。
And the light of God is very important.
不只要照我们个人啊。
And this light of God is not only to shine upon each and every one of us.
这里说还要照亮那些坐在黑暗当中的人。
And more importantly, the light of God is to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death.
并且要把每一个人的脚步引到神的面前平安的道路上。
And that this light of God is going to guide our feet into the way of peace.
所以, 曙光对我们来说是很重要。
So therefore, this dawn, this first morning light, is very important to all of us.
那也可以说呢，就是神的光，因为神呢，就是光。
And we can refer to this morning light as the light of God, because God is light.
那神的光要成为这些我们相信神的人永远的光。
And that this light of God, for all of us believers, we believe that this comes from God.
所以太阳的曙光呢，有一天会消灭。
So therefore, one day we find that this morning light from the sun will disappear.
但是所以神的光是永远的。
But the light that belongs to God will last eternally.
要从今生一直延续到来生。
And that this light will continue from today to the life after.
但是太阳的曙光呢，只是今生而已。
But however, the physical light that comes from the sun is only temporary for our lifetime.
但是神对他的百姓所应许的是永远的光。
But the light that God has promised his people refers to the eternal light.
请看以赛亚书60章。
Let's all turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书60章19节20节。
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19 to verse 20. The sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be with you, an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Verse 20. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning shall be ended.
神要成为我们永远的光。
Here it says that God is going to be our everlasting light.
就是从今生延续到来生。
And that is, this light will continue from our present day till the eternal life.
所以我们今天这个纯正的信仰就是从今生要延续到来生。
And that is to say, the pure faith that we obtain today is going to continue with us till the life hereafter.
那么所以物质上的这个曙光，太阳的曙光，有一天呢，就会消灭的。
So this physical light, this solar light that comes from the sun, will one day disappear in this physical domain of the world.
那主耶稣他来到世界的时候，
And Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into this world,
他说他就是世界的光。
He says that I am the light of the world.
那他也勉励门徒要 成为世界的光。
He also encouraged the disciples to become the light of the world.
他也勉励人要成为光明之子。
He also encouraged the people to become the sons of light.
这些对我们来说都非常重要的。
So all these are very important for us today.
我们请看约翰福音12章35节36节。
Let's all turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音12章35节36节
John chapter 12 verse 35 and verse 36 Then Jesus said to them, A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. Verse 36 While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
耶稣当时对犹太百姓啊，非常的希望他们呢，啊，能够来接纳他所说的道理。
So Jesus, in his days, he desired and hoped and wished that the Jewish people will accept the truth that he was preaching.
主耶稣在他们中间啊，就成为光啊。
Because when Jesus was among them, the light was among them and walking with them.
希望他们能够接纳他。
So he desires that the Jewish people can accept him.
能够进入光明。
So that they can enter into the light.
在信仰上能够走光明的道路。
That is to say, in the path of faith, they can walk on the path of light.
犹太教已经不行了。
Because Judaism is going to be abolished.
太人性化了。
Because it is too legalistic.
对属灵的道理啊。
And it is difficult for them to receive the spiritual teachings.
所以主耶稣就说啊，趁着我还在的时候啊，你们能够来接受。
So therefore, Jesus says that while I am still here, come and accept me.
主耶稣被钉十字架之前呢，真正成为他的门徒不多啊。
And prior to the crucifixion of Lord Jesus,In fact, there are not that many disciples of Jesus.
没有完全信从光的，成为光明之子的不多。
There are very rare, only a very few who actually believe in the light of God.
一直到使徒时代那个圣灵降临以后。
And right till the time of the apostles in the book of Acts, we see how the Holy Spirit descended upon them.
成为光明之子的就渐渐多起来。
Then the disciples became the sons of light, and that many members were added to the fold.
所以主耶稣在这边所说的话,
So therefore, the verses that Jesus mentioned over here,
都是对未来的一种应许福气的应许。
We can see that in fact, it is a promise of the future of what is to come.
但是也是包含着一种忠告提醒人。
But we find that there is also a warning that is inherent within these verses.
要接受神的光啊，要趁着机会。
That is to say, if you desire to receive the light of God, you must grab hold of the opportunity that is given to you.
要成为光明之子啊，要趁着机会。
That is to say, in order for you to become the sons of light, you must grab the opportunity that comes before you.
要成为神真正的器皿，也是要趁着机会。
In the same way, in order for us to become the instruments of God, we must also grab hold of the opportunity given to us.
因为每一种光啊，除了神以外，每一种光啊，都会受这个黑暗的阴影来笼罩。
Because other than the light of God that is pure and boundless,All kinds of physical light in this world will be subdued by darkness over time.
那当它被这黑暗的阴影笼罩的时候
，and when the physical light is being subdued by the darkness over time,
就有一种危险性。
Then we see that a danger and a crisis may appear.
那人心中的光有时候会受黑暗的笼罩。
So in the same way, the light that is found within our inner heart will also one day be overcome by darkness.
我们这些信耶稣人是光明的。
And all of us believers who believe in Christ, we are in the light.
但是呢，有时候也会受到黑暗的阴影来笼罩它。
But sometimes the shadow of darkness will also fall upon our heart of light.
第一点就是一个人在惧怕的时候。
And the first point we'd like to raise is that when a person is very afraid and very scared,
在惧怕的时候，就黑暗的阴影就会笼罩他的心里。
And so when you're very afraid and very anxious, then the shadow of darkness is overpowering your heart.
我们经常会惧怕。
There are so many times in life that we find ourselves in anxiety and fear.
有的恐惧感啊，是保持很久，有的是很短暂的。
We find that sometimes this fear was sustained for a long time, sometimes it would just go away fast.
这个世界上有很多的事情让人有一种恐惧感。
We find that in this world, there are many things that will bring about fear to our heart.
气候也造成了。
Say for example, the climate, people get anxious over the climate.
有的人到冬天啊，就不太快乐，就受气候的影响。
And we find many people who become depressed during winter time because of the weather.
那人也会受这个世界的这个经济的起落受影响。
And also, people will also be influenced and affected by the cycles of economy.
人也会受眼前所发生的事情而被这个黑暗的阴影来笼罩他的心。
And sometimes when there's a crisis that fell upon you, you will also be overcome and gripped with fear.
就圣经有很多的案例。
And there are so many examples in the Bible.
所以恐惧呢，啊，一旦发生啊。
So therefore, when you are overcome with fear,
那内心就会受这黑暗的阴影来笼罩它。
Then your heart will be overcome by the shadow of darkness.
还有一种人也很容易怀疑。
And there's another point, and that is people become suspicious very easily.
人与人之间的怀疑。
That is to say, the suspicion between people in terms of your interpersonal relationship.
当你对他有怀疑的时候，你会提防他。
That is to say, when you become suspicious of a person, you will guard yourself against that person.
那你就不会像以往一样的光明正大跟他谈一些事，你不会的。
Then no longer will you open up your heart to the person anymore, just like what you did in the past.
因为你发现他的为人对你有伤害。
Because you found that whatever his treatment towards you bring harm to you.
那就有那个阴影啊。啊，会笼罩你的心。
Then this suspicion becomes a shadow of darkness, overcoming your heart.
但是往往我们这个信仰啊，会渐渐把这个阴影把它移开啊。
But very often we find that by relying upon our faith, we can slowly remove this darkness of our heart.
因为呢，黑暗的阴影一笼罩一个人的心啊，啊，他会看不清楚。
Because when a person's heart is overcome by the shadow of darkness, he becomes blind and he cannot see.
好像前面的道路啊，模糊不清啊，看不清楚。
Because he is now walking in darkness and he does not know where he is going anymore.
那如果一直在黑暗中摸索啊，很危险的。
So if you continue to grope in the dark, not knowing your direction,then it becomes very critical and dangerous.
所以有的人对未来的事情不敢参与，就是有这种恐惧感。
And that is to say, very often a person cannot go forward towards the future. It is because this fear is holding the person back.
有这种这个怀疑的感觉啊。
It is because of this sense of suspicion.
那这个有时候要等一段时间才能够清朗起来。
And however, this kind of suspicion needs to take time for it to clear out.
主耶稣的门徒也不例外。
This also applies to the disciples of Lord Jesus.
我们请看路加福音二十四章。
Let's all turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章十七节。
Luke 24, verse 17. And he said to them, "What kind of conversation is this that you have?" With one another as you walk and are sad.
主耶稣从死里复活的时候碰到他的两个门徒。
Here we see that when Lord Jesus resurrected from death, he met up with two of his disciples.
这两个门徒脸上带着愁容。
And these two disciples, they were very sorrowful in their countenance.
因为他们受黑暗的阴影来笼罩的。
Because their heart is covered by the shadow of darkness.
因为他对神的道理、神的真理不是很了解。
because they do not truly know and understand the truth of God.
请看25节。
Let's look at verse 25. Then he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
主耶稣后来呢，对他们说啊，说先知早就有预言他会遭遇到的事情。
And Jesus told them that all these in fact have been prophesied by the prophets who have spoken.
但是这两个门徒把它对照起来，信不过去啊，心里啊信得太迟钝。
But yet these two members, they are slow of heart and slow to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
看26节27节。
Let's look at verse 26 and 27. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter his glory? Verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
后来主耶稣有关旧约圣经先知的预言预语给他们解释以后，他们终于明白。
So here we see how Lord Jesus expounded the truth of the prophets and the scriptures so that these two members can understand.
这个最主要就是弥赛亚要出现，要怎么来带领他的百姓这个道理。
And the most important point of the truth is that the Messiah is going to appear and is going to lead and guide his believers.
那这些门徒犹太人呢、啊，都把弥赛亚套在这个物质国家上面。
But however, the believers, the disciples, they cannot think outside of the box. They in fact box up Jesus Christ in terms of him coming as a king in the physical domain of the world.
所谓弥赛亚来要建立神的国是属灵的。
Because what Jesus is referring to as the coming of the Messiah is to establish the kingdom of God in the world.
他们不了解就是在这里。
Yet this is the point that they cannot break through and that they cannot understand.
我们再看27节。
Let's look at verse 27.
看31节、32节。
Let's look at verse 31 and 32. Then their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished from their sight. Verse 32. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?
后来他们心灵的光，心灵的眼睛亮起来。
So here we see that their eyes are now opened and the light shined upon them.
他们的内心有一股火热的情形。
And that their heart is burning with this light.
为什么会这样？
Why is that so?
因为已经对神的道理明白了。
Because now they understand the truth of God.
所以真正神的光啊，要在我们内心啊发亮起来，对神的道理要很清楚。
And that is to say, this true light from God, this true light will reveal in your heart, and that it will shine forth so that you can understand God.
那这个黑暗的阴影笼罩一个人的心灵啊，就是忧虑，忧虑就是烦恼，这个烦恼那个也会产生的。
And when a person's heart is overcome by the shadow of darkness, it means that this heart has gone into depression and it is full of anxieties, full of worries left and right.
我们虽然相信耶稣，但是有时候很多事情没有办法交托给神啊。
Even though we proclaim that we all believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ, but very often it is very difficult for us to cast our burdens on God.
我们还是会有忧虑的。
That is to say, we still carry our anxieties with us.
曙光是不会改变。
The morning light will never change.
但是呢，有时候受这个黑云的笼罩以后。
But sometimes when it is subdued by the shadow of darkness,
这个曙光啊，就渐渐不见了。
Then this morning light will slowly diminish over time.
那人有时候也会受到这些事情的发生啊，就很忧虑啊。
And very often, sometimes because of the externalities in life, it will overcome our heart and give us anxieties.
就难免啊受影响。
Then we will be influenced by all these external factors.
但是呢，传道者保罗有说啊。
But however, the preacher Paul, he mentioned.
所以要 你们忧虑的时候要借着祷告祈求向神说。
That is to say, when you are in sorrow and in anxiety, you must make your supplication to God and let God know.
那往往在祷告以后，神啊会给你开一个意外的平安的道路。
And very often, when you pray and ask Him for the will of God, God will open a path for you, and it surpasses your imagination.
我们教会有一些弟兄姐妹就往往有这种经验谈。
And very often we find that these are the personal experiences of many members in the church.
所以圣经这样记载不是空谈的，我们可以体验到。
That is to say, whatever the Bible has mentioned, it is not empty words. They are true experiences that we can personally experience.
主耶稣的门徒彼得啊，到年纪大的时候。
And also we see the disciple of Jesus,whose name is Peter, when he advanced in age,
他写这个彼得前后书的时候啊,
and while he was writing the book of 1st and 2nd Peter,
有时候他讲的口气非常简单,
we find that sometimes his tone is very simple,
其实也是他的经验谈,
but in fact, all these are spoken from his life experience.
请看彼得前书第五章第七节,
let's all turn to 1st Peter,Chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
他说要把一切的忧虑卸给神。
Here Peter encouraged us to cast all our cares, all our burdens, our anxieties upon God.
有时候我们一些忧虑好像一大卡车的货物啊，真的很困难。
Sometimes our anxiety and worries is just like a truckload full of loads that is so burdensome upon us.
但是有时候还是要卸货啊，不能一直放在卡车上面。
That is to say, your truckload full of items and loads must be released so that your truckload is not full all the time.
所以我们对神的这个信仰，后来有时候就是祷告啊，全部卸下来啊。
That is to say, sometimes our anxieties, our worries.By praying and asking for the help of God, we can cast it all to God.
那要卸下来，有时候跟年龄也有关系。
And sometimes, in order for us to cast our burdens to God, we find that this ability is also related to our age.
就是人会渐渐地调整自己的观念啊。
That is to say, as you begin to mature, you will slowly condition your mentality.
看破这个，看破那个啊。
Because very often, as you mature and advance in age, you will see through so many factors in life that they are no longer influencing you anymore.
那这样呢，黑暗的阴云的笼罩就越来越少。
Then you find that no longer are you bound by this shadow of darkness, and no longer can they overcome you anymore.
但是还有一些人。
But yet, there are also other kind of people.
好像在诗篇里面有一些作者啊
，just like the psalmist and some of the writers of psalms，
他说他人生的内容好像太阳在偏斜在西下一样。
They say that the content of their life is like the sun that is setting down in the west。
请看诗篇一百零二篇。
Let's all turn to the book of Psalm，
一百零二篇。
102，
十一节。
Psalm 102, verse 11. My days are like a shadow that lengthens, and I wither away like grass.
这里记载说困苦人哦，他作者是无名的哈。
Here, this writer, he is anonymous. We do not know who he is.
但是他借着祷告来吐苦水给神啊。
But yet, through his prayers, because he is deeply affected, he is pouring out his heart towards God.
主耶稣很有度量啊，你的苦水尽量吐给他，无所谓哈。
And God, he is very generous. If you are so overwhelmed and full of complaints, just drop it all upon God.
但是人与人之间啊，打电话，苦水不要吐太多啊，有的真的，就收你的肉受就很难过了。
But however, please restrain yourself if you were to pick up a phone call and make a complaint to another person, because the person do not like to take up too much of your garbage.
如果您跟他交情很好是无所谓，他也无所谓啊。
Of course, if you are good friends, of course you can share your anxieties with one another.
那有的苦水都吐给配偶听了。
And most people, however, give their complaints to their spouse.
有的是兄弟姐妹互相吐来吐去无所谓啊。
And sometimes it's among the siblings, among the brothers and sisters, we cast our burdens on one another. It is fine.
那有的小孩还小的时候啊，苦水都吐给妈妈的。
And then we find that a lot of the little kids, they just throw all their complaints to their mother.
因为妈妈的肚量很大，都苦水把你吞下去啊。
Because mothers, they have a big heart, they can take in all your complaints.
我们再看诗篇一百零九篇二十三节。
Let's all turn to Psalm 109.
二十三节，零九篇二十三节。
Psalm 109, verse 23. I am gone like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like a locust.
这可能是大卫年纪渐大的时候所做的事。
And so this is a psalm that is written by David, perhaps when he is old.
他说他好像这个入云了，渐渐偏斜。
Now that David is old, he feels himself like a shadow that has gone away as it lengthens.
好像蝗虫被夺出了。
He feels like he is a locust that has been shaken off from its crest.
如果有这种心态，我认为不太好。
So if you have this kind of attitude,It is not very healthy.
到底神是我们的那个光啊。
Because remember, God in fact is our light.
那人的这个肉体还有这个世界的演变都会改变。
And our physical body and our health and also this world is constantly changing.
所以诗篇四十二篇有提到说神是我们脸上的那个亮光啊。
So therefore, in Psalm 42, it says that God, He is the light of our countenance.
也是我们心中的光。
God is also the light of our heart.
那主耶稣告诉当时的犹太人说，你们要成为光明之子啊。
So Jesus Christ told the disciples of His days that you must become the sons of light.
除了应许以外，还有含着这个忠告的意思在里面，提醒他们。
This verse carries both promise and also warning towards the disciples.
那我们要成为光明之主，成为神的器皿。
So for us, in order for us to become the sons of light and also the vessels of God,
要趁着机会啊。
We must also make use of the opportunity before us.
这个信仰的问题不要等到年纪很老才要大发热心啊，有时候来不及。
That is to say, when it comes to your faith, do not wait until you're so old and so advanced in age before you can become zealous for God, because you don't have much time left.
请参看传道书十二章第一节。
Let's all turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书十二章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth.Before the difficult days come and the years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them.
人在年轻的时候就有这种纯正的信仰最好。
So it is best that in the days of your youth, in the peak of your life, you have this pure faith in your heart.
你要成为神的器皿有很多的机会。
And that you have so many time and opportunity for you to become the instruments of God.
但是也有人呢，他到晚年才来接受这种信仰，也不错了。
But yet we find that there are also people who came to accept the faith when they are later in the later stage of their life when they are old.
但是要成为神的器皿，有时候就很困难。
But then it becomes harder for them to become a vessels of God.
因为呢，这个体力有限。
Because now they are weaker in terms of their physical health.
所以主耶稣在忠告那些犹太人啊，要成为光明之子，有时候就是要趁早啊。
So therefore, Jesus Christ is in fact giving us a warning and a heads up that in order for you to become the sons of light, you must do it now while you have the opportunity.
那这个传道书也是所罗门王年老的时候才写的。
Also, we know this book of Ecclesiastes is written by King Solomon when he is old and advanced in age.
那时候才在怀念啊年轻的宝贵。
It was in the days of his old age that he came to remember the days of his youth.
但是已经回不来。
But yet there is no turning back anymore.
所以有关这个2011年的曙光呢，啊，就提这些跟大家做参考。
So in terms of the morning light of the year 2011, these are the points that I'd like to share with all of you.
啊，现在请唱赞美诗456首。
Let's sing hymn 456.